Yer, I'm LJ.
What's cracking, y'all? It's Stevie Nicks.
And we're Knicks fans.
And welcome to Knicks Anonymous.
Myself, and I think we see Willis coming out.
Fast break to Walt Frazier. Frazier then slows it down. It's picked up by Jerry West at the top of the post. Three.
The New York Knicks.
Here's David Stern with the announcement.
First pick, select Patrick Ewing.
Bernard looking for 50, and he's got it. Back to back 50 point games for Bernard King.
Anthony for three.
Johnson cuts left, now fires a three, it is good, and he's fouled! It counts, and he is fouled!
Barrett drives down, this time finishes with a third.
Year, what is going on, New York? Welcome back to another episode of...
Knicks Anonymous, baby.
Knicks Anonymous, episode...
81, special Christmas episode, because today is Christmas! Merry Christmas, everybody.
Merry Christmas from Knicks Anonymous family to your family.
Yeah,
we love you guys.
Yeah, for those who don't celebrate, happy holidays with all due respect, you know.
It's magic in the air, you know what I mean? It's the holiday spirit. You know, who doesn't love the holidays? You know what I mean? Brings families close together. Great time for sports all around, football, basketball, you know, it's just, you know, presents. I hope everybody...
Not for nothing, off topic, there were some good football games on today. That Packers-Dolphins game, pretty good. Pretty damn good game.
Yesterday was pretty good, too. The Cowboys beat the Eagles. Little Vox.
Yeah, and unfortunately, my Giants went down in a dog fight. But I'm not mad because that was a good game. But let's talk Knicks. You know what I mean? Let's get into the Knicks.
You already know. So, shout out to Knicks Anonymous family, as always. We hope everybody's having a beautiful Christmas. Hope everybody got what they wanted on their list.
Dude, I got presents. I'm shocked.
Yo. Okay, what was one gift that highlighted your Christmas?
I got a peacoat.
A what?
I got a nice Ralph Lauren peacoat.
Oh,
yeah,
fly
I
guy.
Can't wait to wear that. I'm gonna
fly
style
guy.
With that one.
That's what's up, fly guy. Well, I got another monitor. So I'm hype about that. I'm using and abusing this monitor right now. So I got my notes up. Yo, I'm ready. I'm organized. We're doing better out here. Because we love you guys and we want to give you the best quality possible. So we moving.
Damn right. Damn right.
We moving with our right foot forward going into the new year. So let's really get into... Actually, Stevie, show the kind people where they can find us.
Y'all know where to find us. Find us on Instagram at Knicks Anonymous. You can also find us on Twitter, also at Knicks Anonymous, and on TikTok at Knicks Anonymous. You can find us on platforms such as Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Google Podcasts, Pandora, Spotify, and Breaker, or you can simply Google Knicks Anonymous and you will find us.
Yes, sir. You could actually type
in.
Oh,
yeah. We got a website.
Exactly.
You can find us at KnicksAnonymous.com. I'm sorry. That's right. You have a website.
You can actually type in right now. As of right now, you can type in KnicksAnonymous.com. And you go to our website, and we got some nice pins. I'm gonna play a little video. If you're on YouTube, you get to see it. If you're on the audio, I apologize, but you know, go to YouTube and you'll see it. We got nice little pins going on. And yo, we're super excited, man. Our first merch ever to come out. And we appreciate all your guys' support so far. We got a couple of orders already in. So
yes,
thank you. Thank you everybody for supporting the cause. All money does go to the stream to make it better and more, you know, efficient, because that's the Knicks fans' favorite word. So, so let's really get into this right now. Honestly, it was a great week of basketball, bro. You know, the Knicks were able to stretch their winning streak to 8, but you know, unfortunately, they were brought down by the Toronto Raptors, and we are now currently sitting on a 3-game losing streak. So naturally, you would say, why was it so great then? Whoa. That's a great question, because I'm going to tell you why. Despite the three-game losing streak, right, on past, present, and future, Stevie, even on the last episode of Knicks Anonymous, we said that we could possibly even go 11-0. We We actually wanted to go 11-0.
That's a fact.
We were wrong. We went 8-3. From hindsight, that's a great record. So, you know, I got to give it up to those guys for sure. And, you know, I have notes for the last 11 games. All right. I'm only going to average 11 games. So out of 11 games, like I said, we're 8-3. Right.
Okay.
As of right now, we are sixth in the East. Before the 11th game winning streak, I believe we were 10th, right? Somewhere down there.
10th around that area. We were out of it.
So we have moved a few spots since the 11th, since, you know, the Mavericks game. As a team overall, the Knicks have been shooting 47% from the field. They have been shooting 38% from three. Now, I'm not really good with percentages. Is that a good percentage?
That's in these last 11 games?
In these last 11 games.
That's good.
That's good?
That's pretty good.
Okay. Okay. So what's like above average? Like 40, anything above 40 or at 40?
I'm not sure. I can tell you off the top of my head, but I can tell you 47% from the field overall as a team with 38% from three is good, especially considering where we were before, because we was one of the worst three-point shooting teams in the league. I think we still are, if I'm not mistaken.
Oh, no. It gets better, Stevie. I have a whole lot of good news. This is why I'm saying it's a great week, even though despite the three-game losing streak. But look, so as a team, we're averaging 114 points a game. So that means we're getting buckets. I remember we were saying before, you know, we weren't really good offensively, and we weren't able to hit the shots that were needed, because there was a lot of times we would be open and just not be able to drain the shot. So to get into more statistics here, the Knicks are currently 24th in the league in field goal percentage, and 25th in three-point percentage.
That's what I'm saying. That's why the 47 and the 38 for the 11 games is good, because I'm looking at the field goal percentage right now. For the season, we're 45.9 from regular field goals, and from three, we're 33. So that's almost a 2-point jump in regular field goal percentage and a 5-point jump in threes. So that explains a lot.
And we were the worst. So how many teams? 32?
Yeah, we're ranked 25 in threes out of 32, and like you said.
So we jumped up a few spots. 24th, you know, a win.
Regular field goal percentage.
Listen, as they say, a win is a win, all right? If you're at the bottom, you can only go up. So you have – it's not the greatest, but you can't act like they're not improving. You know, this is what I'm trying to get at here. I'm not trying to say the Knicks are going to the chip, anything like that. I just want Knicks fans to stay happy and positive despite this three-game losing streak, because I saw it on Twitter. I knew it. I was going to go to Twitter, and I was going to find the most negative shit on the planet. That's exactly what I saw.
Yeah. Well, that's Twitter for you, bro. Twitter's predictable like that.
Yeah, I saw it coming, Stevie. I'm not even gonna lie to you. So I really took my time with this episode, because I really wanted to everybody embrace what has happened right now. We are 8-3 overall within this 11 game winning streak, with this you know, within the span of the 11 games. So if you thought I was done, by the way, you're surely fucking mistaken.
And we're still the sixth seed in the East, so we're still in the playoff hunt.
You know what I mean? So we definitely we are actually, people thought we were gonna be here after the All-Star break. We're actually here going in to the All-Star break. So, you know, we're jumping ship a little bit here. So, you know, we're just gonna keep it moving. So where was I actually? I said 25th and 3%. We are eighth in offensive rating. Bro, we were the most inefficient offense coming in to this 11 game winning streak. We are now We are now sitting eighth in offensive rating. We're third in offensive rebounds, thanks to none other than Mitchell Robinson, the GOAT himself.
We're third in overall rebounds as well, from what I'm looking at.
Okay, so I got seventh. We're seventh in defensive rebounds specifically.
That's great. So rebound is not a problem. Good to know.
No. Yeah, and we're 10th in defensive rating.
I see that. Okay.
So we are literally top 10 right now.
We just got to get our percentages up, which looks like is happening. So you're right about that.
So we're growing as a team, right? Most importantly, let's talk about what really sparked this, you know, 11-game winning streak, the obvious changes with Quentin Grimes and Deuce McBride. I didn't really get to Deuce McBride's stats. Just purely on the fact that I'm not really focusing on McBride. McBride is holding his own. You know what I mean? He's doing what McBride's got to do. I feel like the most important aspect, no disrespect to McBride, I love Deuce. The most important aspect to this change was definitely Quentin Grimes. I think everybody can agree on this. Quentin Grimes has sparked this offense to another universe. I mean, the energy
and the defense.
The energy, especially
the perimeter defense in particular.
Yo, bro, it's like watching a whole new team. Everybody's moving. It's like everybody is forced to match his speed because he plays with such an aggressive intensity. It's crazy. Like I didn't know he really could dunk like that. Like he could really get up there and really put it on somebody.
You know what I didn't know about him? I didn't realize he was a good passer like that. He's a pretty underrated passer.
He was a point guard, I heard, coming out of the draft. Like, or I think he played before he went to college. He's something like that. He played point guard somewhere in his career. So, excuse me, he has that point guard experience, and it's definitely showing. I mean, his play style fits it at like to the T. He's super quick off the dribble. He's able to penetrate and cause havoc. And with havoc, I think not for nothing, if there's a stat out there for it, I would bet my money that Mitchell Robinson has benefited off of Quentin Grimes more than anybody else on the team. Because Quentin Grimes is actually averaging, within this 11-game streak, he's averaging, what we got? He's averaging 4 assists.
Impressive.
So I feel like he's actually Robinson's actually benefiting more than anybody else. Even though Brunson is, you know, we're going to get to him. He's averaging 7 assists, bro. And we definitely, remember when he came in, we said he needed to fix his assists because he was coming in with averaging like what, 4, 3?
Yeah, something like that. And damn sure he did it.
So he definitely did it. So back to Quentin Grimes real quick, because I really wanted to like just get over him. So he's shooting 40% from the field, 47% from the field, 40% from 3. And he's averaging 12 points.
Very efficient.
The most efficient 12 points you'll get, because Quentin Grimes he's automatic, man. Like the way he plays with his intensity, like he's like a flamethrower, as my dad says. He's just catch and shoot. He has no hesitation. He has no doubt in himself, really. And he looks like he wants to take the challenge no matter where it comes from. So
that's a fact.
You know, that
especially on the defensive end, he seems very fearless. You know what I mean? Like during the past 11 games, because we're on a losing streak right now. yeah. During the past 11 games, you know what I mean? He's been taking defensive assignments that you know, elite defenders take. You know, he took on Donovan Mitchell in Cleveland. He took on Harden today a few times. You know what I mean?
That was a tough shot. This was a tough game. Can't even lie
to you. Yeah, exactly. But the point is, the guy's fearless. He's not afraid to take those assignments. And he can only develop as a defender. And like my brother said, like Eddie said, he sees a poor man's Klay Thompson and Quentin Grimes. I think that's too much praise to throw on him, but I kind of see what he's talking about.
Quentin Grimes is a better shot maker than Klay Thompson.
We're not there yet.
No,
I will not go that far yet because Klay Thompson is, bro. I don't know, bro. You're talking one of the greatest shooters of all time.
No, dude. I'm not saying he's a better shooter. I'm saying he's a great shot creator. I don't think Klay Thompson is as good off the dribble.
Oh, you mean off the dribble? Okay. You can say that. I could agree to that.
So he could, you know, who knows? You know, Grimes, the star's the limit with these young guys at this point, because we all had our heads down about these guys in the beginning. So, you know, now look at everyone is growing and blooming. So that actually leads me to a later conversation. But another big reason to this 8-game winning streak was due to our big three arising from the dead and actually blooming in front of our eyes. Everybody was on a wake-up call. I'm not even going to lie to you. Everybody was up and ready for ball. Let's start with the Maple Mamba, the Canadian,
Rowan Destroyer.
He did destroy against the Raptors, but unfortunately,
that was the game he dropped 46, right?
Yeah, we weren't able to.
It's just unfortunate Siakam dropped 52. That's, you know what I mean? Bro, that goes back to my whole A-player argument, bro. You know, it's not to take away from RJ's game, because that was a great game. It was actually fun to watch as well, especially when he threw it down on whoever he threw it down on. Or was that against the Bulls?
Oh, that was against Vucevic. He fucking murdered him.
Okay, yeah, I had my games mixed up. I'm sorry. But he killed against the Raptors, man. It's just unfortunate Siakam killed more.
Yeah, but overall, he's shooting 43 from three. He's shooting
Very big improvement. So kudos to Barrett for that.
That is outrageous. And then 46.
If you keep that up, you'll be an elite player.
46% from the field, 6 rebounds, 24 points.
Excellent.
Report card. Nick Snob's report card. What are you giving that?
I would give that an A off the 3-point percentage alone.
I like that. Okay, so our next weapon out of the big three, Jalen Brunson.
He gets an A off rip, bro.
He's been getting a lot of out there. He's been getting a lot of hate recently due to the missed free throws.
I dig, bro, but I can look past that. He usually shows up in the clutch, bro. He can blow a game. I'll give him one.
What is he, Stevie? What do I call him all the time?
What do you call him? Oh, ATM.
ATM. Cash baby. Money. Cash Money Brunson. Let me tell you. Okay, let me tell you. 43% from three. Money. 41% from the field.
Money.
7 assists. 18 points.
It's money. You know what I mean? I remember, bro, you were complaining about the money we gave him when we first signed him. So now I'm saying we should give him, like, more. Give him, like, throw him, like, an extra $5 million, especially if he makes the All-Star team. Vote him in, y'all. Let's throw that out there.
Have you voted yet, Stevie? I got to vote.
I have not. I haven't voted yet, but I'm going to. I might vote before I go to sleep tonight.
I'm
going to
drop a link in the Knicks Anonymous story, so stay tuned for that.
Drop it on Twitter.
So A for Brunson?
Yeah. Same.
Okay, A for Brunson.
A for Randall as well, if we're going to go there.
Oh, we're going there. Last but not least.
Even though he had that bad miss, what game was it that he had he was right next to the rim and he airballed the layup?
That was the Bulls game, no?
I believe so, yes. Yes,
I believe
was.
That was the
Bulls game. No, it wasn't the Bulls game. Is it? Damn, I haven't. Coquito got me mixing my games up, bro. It was either the Bulls or the Raptors, but it was a game where he missed the layup. He was right there.
No, I think it might have been the Raptors. Raptors.
Because of that, he gets an A-.
Okay.
Off that alone. Because he should have made that shot. It was right there.
Okay, so I'm gonna tell you his stats. He's shooting 47% from the field. 34% from three, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, 27 points. And I wanted to put this in there, 2 turnovers. We all knew Randall averaged 4.
That's good.
He's averaged 2.
Like I said, he would have been an A, but if not for that, he missed that layup, so you got to get an A-. But that's still an A. A-minus is passing grade. Like an A.
How do you, with all that being said, right, I'm gonna let you take the floor for a little bit, Stevie. I'm sure people want to hear your mind. With all that being said, right, how do you feel? Like, what do you think is like? Do you think there's something being built here? Do you feel like we need to make a trade still? Like, how do you really feel about all this meshing together? Pretty much,
I feel good about it. You know, like you said, despite the 3-game losing streak, there's a lot of positives you can see. You know what I mean? Like you said, the Bulls game. Another one that went down to an A-player. DeMar DeRozan did some A-player shit and hit a buzzer beater at the end. Or hit a big clutch shot with seconds left. Siakam was the A-player who dropped his 52. Embiid was the A-player who was shut down. When I say shut down, but was contained in the first half, but then went off in the second half. These 3 games basically go back to my point. We need an A-player, bro. We're not in a bad place because, like you said, we are building something. That's the big positive here because – everyone calls them the mid three. You know, fuck the internet for that. The internet calls them the mid three.
OD, fuck the internet.
But statistically speaking, this quote unquote mid three is pretty damn good, at least by the numbers. You know what I mean? And we have a winning record right now. We're in the playoff hunt. We have a chance. You had said earlier our ceiling is the sixth seed. So basically, we're going to stay where we're at right now. I could see us stealing the fifth spot.
It's going to be tough, because, bro.
And you know why? I guarantee you, I'm not saying we're going to go on another eight-game winning streak, but I guarantee you we're a good enough team that we're going to go on a few three-game winning streaks, a few four-game winning streaks, a few five-game winning streaks. You know what I mean? That's going to happen. I still think my 44-game prediction is valid. It's valid more than ever now. You know what I mean? The eight-game winning streak actually helped.
Vegas, turn up. Vegas, tune in. What's wrong with you? Are you focused? Vegas, are you focused? I don't think y'all focused. But I just want to throw a quick honorable mention in there. Emmanuel Quickley has been struggling for a very long time, and he has, boy, has he came around, man. 40% from three, 44% from the field, 11 points and two assists.
And that one game he started for Grimes, I think he was 5 of 6 from three. He killed that game. He killed that game. You know what I mean? Like, we got to think twice, because, like, a lot of Knicks fans and, like, the rumor mill has a – let me not say Knicks fans. Excuse me. Let me start that over. The rumor mill – because, you know, Quickley was in the Rumorville. Excuse me, I said the Rumorville. The rumor mill. Quickley was in the rumor mill as being one of the pieces that could potentially be traded. I'm starting to think we should think twice about that. He's been playing real well lately, man, and he's starting to, like, really grow into that six-man role. Like, at first, good. Like, because, you know, the rumors were out there because supposedly, from what I heard, he wants to start. And there's teams out there that are willing to give him the chance to start. They're not saying who, but they're saying that there's teams that have been calling us about him, and those teams are willing to give him a chance to start. But it's looking like he's growing into the six-man role. So I don't know if those rumors are legit or not.
So this leads me to my next question for you, Stevie. There have been a lot of rumors with LaVine and even DeRozan. A lot of activity with the Bulls going on about a potential trade. So, with everything we just read with the stat line, everybody seems like they're gelling, and it seems like something is being built here. How do you move forward with the trading? Like, I feel like everybody's making it very hard to be traded, or very easy. You know what I mean? Like, they could be raising their trade value, but at the same time, it's hard to really pick apart something that's actually working. But at the same time, like you said, the three-game losing streak does prove we're missing that one key, you know, component. But, you know, granted, at the same time, Jalen Brunson within these last three games have been pretty much absent. I'm not saying but he hasn't been up to par. He's missed free throws down the stretch. He's been cold on the field during, you know, shooting, and, you know, it's progressing into these losses. You know, he's not clutching it out. RJ's scoring 46, and then he scored. Let me see. I'll tell you right now. That was the Raptors game, correct, Stevie?
I believe so. But the thing about those bad games is, like, just like RJ, he doesn't turn it off. You know what I mean? Because, like, the game he scored 5 points, that was against the Raptors because they shut him down. Like, a lot of their length held
Jalen
him down.
Jalen Brunson,
I mean? Like,
double scored.
He still had 10 assists. You know what I mean? So he still helped as far as point guard goes.
Jalen Brunson had 7 points.
That was against the Raptors, correct?
And I'm not – yeah. But here's the thing, though. He also had 12 assists.
That's what I'm saying. Even though he didn't have good offense, he still accumulated offensive, you know what I mean, output. He still put points on the board without scoring with the assist. So you can't really say he had a bad game. Offensively, you could say he had a bad game, but you can't say he had a bad game overall.
And you know what I mean? And RJ didn't have 40, he had 30.
So the 46 was against the Bulls, I assume.
Yes.
Okay, so we had that twisted. My fault, y'all. Sorry.
Yes. Yes.
Coquito.
He had 44 points. 14 to 20, 10 to 13. Attaboy, RJ. A lot of Knicks anonymous fans. I want to set the precedent. I want to keep accountability. So in order for other people to follow suit, I have to lead by example. So I will hold myself accountable for saying that we may need to bench RJ and or get rid of him. I will sincerely apologize for any of those statements because RJ is playing like he wants to win.
Man, like he heard you.
Thank you.
He's playing like he heard you loud and clear.
He's playing like he heard me loud and clear. And if I insulted you in any way, shape, or form, I apologize. But you're very fucking welcome because you're playing like an absolute animal right now.
Hope he keeps it up, man. I really do, because if he keeps this up, a lot of the people that were talking about, oh, we gave him the contract too soon and we gave him too much money, a lot of that's going to quiet down, which it has lately because I haven't really heard that talk.
Listen, I'm going to be honest, on Twitter, it's been toxic, but I'm going to tell you something. It's a lot of reaching going on, and by reaching, I mean, like, they're trying to stretch something out that isn't there, and that's good because that means there ain't nothing wrong. The only thing that could be wrong with us right now is, like Stevie said, is that possible A player. If nobody here – so here's the thing. Do we go for the A player now, or do we continue to watch this develop and see if an A player is born? Like, how long do we wait until – we make that serious move? Do you feel like we should make it now, or do you feel like we should just wait, play the season, and then, you know, take it from there?
If by now you mean by the deadline, I don't think we're making a blockbuster deadline deal. We will make a deadline deal, but I don't think it'll be a blockbuster. It'll be more like a cost cutting move, more like the Fournier and Cam Reddish for somebody, you know what I mean? For picks, for cash, for a player we can add to a rotation. That contract might be expiring either this year or next. You know what I mean? Because if we trade for somebody, it's most likely going to be somebody with an expiring contract this year and next for another potential deal. You know what I mean? So I don't think we're going to make an A-player deal come the deadline. If we do make a deal, it'll most likely be in the off season or before the beginning of training camp next year. Who it might be, I don't know.
A lot of people were saying OG Anunoby. I heard a lot of OG Anunoby talk.
I like OG Anunoby, but like he's not an A player. Good player, don't get it twisted. He's actually a big reason why Jalen Brunson had a bad game.
They want OG Anunoby for what we get rid of, like for like the Fournier, the Cam Reddish, like not like the blockbuster, like someone we could add to rotation.
I don't think they would take Fournier for him.
How about Reddish?
Like, yeah, he's too good. Like, he's way better than Fournier. He's basically another Barrett, if you want to be technical about it. He's basically another RJ Barrett.
He's averaging 18 points per game, shooting 48% from the field, 35% from three.
Look at that. That's productive.
Yeah. Two turnovers a game. Almost three steals a game.
Nah, OG Anunoby's nice. I like him. He's a very good player. Like I said, you saw his impact. He helped hold down Jalen Brunson during the double teams against Toronto.
Yeah,
so, his impact is there.
He was a pest for sure.
The impact is there, you know what I mean? I just don't think he's the guy for us. Like, he wouldn't be that A player. He wouldn't have the A player impact. He would have an impact, though. He definitely would.
And let me tell you who would not, who it isn't. It's not Zach LaVine.
I'll tell you this, though. He would help with shooting a lot. I'm not saying, like, at one point I wanted LaVine and would have taken him on, but his knee injuries kind of scared me a little bit at this point in time. But let's be real, bro. We need shooting. Zach LaVine got a gun. But like OG Anunoby, I don't think he'd be that guy. You know what I mean? I wouldn't be mad if we got him. I'd be shocked if we made that trade.
I'd be shocked if we
made that trade.
Yeah, because with that trade, obviously you will be giving up more. So obviously, like, quickly, somebody else we may not see coming.
That and his contract, you know what I mean? They just signed him to a big contract. So, like, trading for him would cut into our flexibility. And like I said, he's not the guy. I don't think he's the guy.
That's pretty much us saying we're investing in this guy. Yeah, we're investing in this guy. Yeah, no, I don't think we should do that for Zach LaVine. In fact, that's a waste of money. Not to say that he's not a good player, but like you said, I'm not getting the bank for the buck. So, Yeah, I agree, man. I don't I think we just get rid of the obvious, the Cam Reddish, Fournier, maybe even Hartenstein. Do you like Hartenstein, bro?
Nah, he's growing on me, bro.
Do you? Is he really?
He is, bro. Like, you can't deny it, man. Yeah, he has his defensive lapses because he's slow-footed. We've talked about that many, many times, bro. But there's been games, bro, he's had gotten a saving, a clutch offensive rebound or a clutch tap out. He's a real good passer. You got to give him that. For a big man, very good passer. He brings a lot to the table, man. That little combination off the bench, him and Jericho Sims, can't deny it, bro. That's a little nice, productive thing. They got a nice little defense going. Him, bro. As a matter of fact, off the
I think
they got a nice defensive trio coming off the bench with Iheart, Sims, and Deuce. They got a nice little three-man defensive thing going with that. Pay attention.
Yeah, I'm gonna let it roll out, but I'm not impressed right now. I'm not gonna lie to you. I do not like Iheart. I think he's too slow. I think he's gonna get dominated in this league in terms of, because like he's getting exposed by Quick. He cannot guard anybody on the perimeter. He cannot. A lot of teams switch on him on purpose. You know, as big as a pro he is, he's also the biggest liability because teams are literally looking for that switch. They will literally take that center, take him to the top of the key, have him go one-on-one with the guard. And I'll tell you, 98% of the time, it's not going Hartenstein's way. In terms of Hartenstein's offense, they don't really look for him that much. I'm not even going to lie to you. They kind of look for him for the emergency three. He gets tip-ins, you know. He's not really good at them, as dominant as Mitch is, obviously. I just think he takes up space. I don't really like the way he sets screens. I'm not doing all this just to like heart on the dude, but like, because he has made great strides. He has made great passes. He's had clutch threes at some points. He has done, but I think.
Think he's expendable?
I think he's expendable. I think he's expendable. I definitely think
he's expendable. For me, it depends. I think he has a role on this team if you use him right, and he's shown that. But it depends on who he's expendable for. So I'll say that.
Schmitty's listening right now. He's like,
I know. He hates that dude. Schmitty probably want to chop my head off right now.
I got you, Schmitty. No. No judgment here, my boy. You know this is a safety-free zone. But yeah, so that's really what I'm looking at, man. I think we just finished the season, get rid of the obvious. And, you know, we see where we land and then, you know, take it from there. That's how you build. You got to put one piece at a time. You know, you can't build by breaking down at the same time. It doesn't make any sense. It's counterintuitive. So, you know, we just got to move forward. And the obvious is what we got going is working. And it's clear that we are going to need something down the line. But I say we finish just to see who exactly, like, because we want to make sure we get rid of the right, because we're in a position where it's ours to lose, pretty much, because we have so much talent. We can easily make the wrong trade for the wrong Pearson at the wrong price. Like the risk is high, pretty much, because it's not like we're giving away trash. You know, we're giving away, if we're going to be giving away for that A player, whoever it may be, there are going to be key pieces that are going to be let go, you know, inevitably. So I think it's good for us to just, you know, sit back, relax, because the point I wanted to make with the 8-3 thing, especially with the 3-game losing streak, is that the way we're losing is it's not the same anymore. The Knicks are constantly fighting, even through their mistakes. The Knicks are constantly battling. They're constantly putting their best foot forward, and they're throwing their hearts out there. Randall was the most emotional I've ever seen today. Like, he was really.
You played great ball today, bro.
He was really
he played like he wanted today's game, bro.
He was really into it, man.
I'm not gonna say today was his best game I've ever seen him play, but this is the only game because I've seen him play like he really wanted to win. But today, it's been a while since I've seen him play like he really wanted it. And he was playing like he wanted it today. So I got to give him props.
He was talking to his team. He was very vocal. He was hyping people up. He was getting on defense, telling them. He was telling them to get back on defense. You know what I mean? And for you, for everybody that shits on Randall for his defense, he's the third ranked defensive player on the fucking on the team.
Bro, the effort is there. He has his lapses, but you can't say the effort isn't there. At one point, I didn't like his effort. I'm starting to see more effort from him, so I could forgive lapses when they happen.
The effort, man. Effort is key all the time. You know, like, we like look at Quickly. He's not a good defender. He's not really a good defender, but with the effort, it makes up for it. Jalen Brunson's height, it's made up through effort. Everyone said, you know, he's going to get dominated due to his height. He's going to get shot. But because he makes it so hard for you to even get your shot, it makes him a good defender. Plus, with the way Tibbs' defense is set up, it's team-based defense. Speaking of defense, one problem I wanted to get into, as good as everything is right now, I do still see we have problems with the zones. Every game we've lost so far, the team has zoned us. That's a fact. That's a
shooting, bro. Shooting.
That's a fact. The zone is killing us still. As good as we've been doing, that zone is dead-ass hurting us real bad. And it's kind of upsetting me a little bit because they're not exploiting it properly. So usually they're playing, like today, for example, they played a 3-2 zone. You know, one guy is up, you know, 2-2. So it's basically like 1-2-2 pretty much. So if it's a 1-2-2, you got to get the ball in the middle of the floor. And not once did I, this goes back to the Hartenstein thing. So it could also be coaching, but not once did I see Hartenstein flash to the paint and try to get the ball. Or Mitch to flash to the paint, RJ, somebody. They started doing it, you know, gradually, little by little. But you can easily, you know, break that shit down. It's just, I feel like they've had the John Stark syndrome. When the shots are not falling, they just continue to fall back into that, you know, I got to keep shooting. I got to keep that high volume shooting. They did make a little run because they went back to their style of basketball. They got it stopped. You know, I feel like they have identity lapses sometimes. They kind of forget who they are. Maybe they just have too much fun. I don't know, bro. Hey, you know, it happens sometimes. You know, that comes with the inconsistency of the team.
Right.
So, what are your thoughts, man? Let me know.
No, I agree. You know what I mean? Like, I can see that. You know what I mean? Sometimes, like, because sometimes today I was like, yo, there was a few moments where I was like, okay. Like the team before the winning streak for like, it was like a good 3-minute stretch today, especially in the third quarter where they like just looked discombobulated. But then they picked it up after a while, like you said, and remembered, all right, this is who we are. That's our identity. Cause we were down by, it was that time, that little stretch where we were down by 14.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
And then we caught back up.
Exactly what I'm talking about. That was a good stretch. It's just too late.
It was a bad stretch that turned into a good stretch.
Yeah, it was just too late. It was just, you know.
Yeah, exactly. Like we couldn't.
That was old Nick shit right there.
Exactly. It was too little, too late. We made the mistakes. We picked up the pieces a little too late. We just didn't complete the puzzle. If you want to put it like that.
Yeah, and the Pacers game, that was a good game. Very high tension. Because I don't know if y'all I don't know if y'all heard Wally Szczerbiak was going ham on.
Yeah, I don't
Tyrese.
Know what was up with that, man. Like, maybe that was just him talking trash. Like,
I supported
nothing.
It.
That's a nothing burger to me, bro. I know Tyrese Haliburton didn't like it because I know he was like, "Who fuck is this guy?"
I supported it, man. I reposted it on the story. I said, "Say it with your chest, Wally." I was all for it, but it got more backlash than I actually thought. A lot of people were calling him the P word. Throughout the league.
Wally Szczerbiak?
Yeah. He was getting a lot of hate on Twitter because he was calling him a fake. He was calling Haliburton a fake all-star repeatedly, though. He kept calling him a fake all-star on live TV.
I mean, I don't know, man. Maybe I'm going to put that into the trash talk category. I guess the only person who can react to that it's Haliburton, and from what I heard, he didn't really like it. Because like I said, he was like, who the fuck is this guy? Like, why is he talking about me? Whatever. So, I don't know. I guess it's nothing. What's important is, like, we beat them, and we held Haliburton down. That's what's important.
And one more for the books. We completely annihilated the Golden State Warriors. I was actually kind of scared about that game, because they do have some solid young talent. But we were fortunate enough just to lock them up and be the team that we are, you know what I mean? So
yeah, the young talent didn't show that day. I don't understand why. Like, James Wiseman looks out of place. Jordan Poole looked pretty good. You know, he got his buckets.
I'll tell you why, because everybody on the team, it was just one. I'm telling you, everything we saw right within the the winning streak, it was just everything was clicking. Like literally everything was in place. We got exploited, which was good. I feel like we needed that because we needed to be seen that, you know, we're missing, you know, that A player. Like Sixers have two A players. They have James Harden, like you said, James Harden and Joel Embiid.
And when one developing in Tyrese Maxey.
Tyrese Maxey. Then you got the Raptors. You got Pascal Siakam. Definitely the A player. And if it's not Siakam, I heard it's Fred VanVleet.
I wouldn't classify Van Vliet as an A player. Van Vliet is like a Jalen Brunson. I would say that. He's on Jalen Brunson's level, but Jalen Brunson is slightly better than him.
So who's the A's? Just Siakam?
Yeah.
Okay. And then for the Warriors, obviously Steph Curry, but he wasn't playing.
Yeah, so, Klay Thompson's an A, but he's a declining A.
Yeah, so, you know, and then with the Bulls, DeMar DeRozan. So, you know, they've proven that we're missing. That, well, not that we're missing, because we have a – let me stop saying missing. We could have it. We could potentially have it because we have a young team.
When I – let me throw it out there, bro. I'm sorry to cut you off. But right, when ahead, I say we need an A player –
I'm sure the people are tired of me talking.
No, not like that. You mean it that way, bro.
No, right. I know.
But, I was going to say, when I – say that we need an A player, it doesn't necessarily mean we have to trade for one. You know, the possibility's there that one's still developing as we speak and we're watching it happen. We just don't know yet. I'm just saying for the time being, as of now, most of our guys are not A players. You know what I mean? That's just the truth of the matter. I'm not saying they could never develop into that. Like Julius Randle is a B player. That's what he is. You know what I mean? He's at that age that this is what he is, and this is what
I give him a B+. I give him a B+.
Yeah, you know what I mean? No, he becomes a B+ if he stays efficient. And okay. He's doing that. So he got
right
to
now stay, he's
he
a B+.
He has to keep doing what he's doing. You know what I mean? Those are the pieces to surround the A player with. And as I said, the possibilities there, he's still developing. But at the same time, we got to keep our eyes and our ears open. Excuse me, as to who may be available as well. Because like you said, we got to decide who's going to stay, who's going to go, who fits the puzzle and who doesn't. You know what I mean? Because not every – as much as we love all these young pieces, the reality is – excuse me again. I'm sorry, y'all. Gassy. Not Coquito. All of them are going to be
– Coquito.
Yeah. The reality is not all these players are going to be here as much as we like them, man. And we just got to decide who's who.
Yeah, I agree, man. I think we're in good shape all around. That's why I'm not mad. That's why I wanted to start. You know, it is frustrating, you know, to lose. You know, don't get me wrong. I was heartbroken with the Bulls. I was crushed with the Raptors.
Yeah, that one hurt, bro. The Bulls, that goes on. I put that on the list as games we should have won. So that's five games. As a matter of fact, I should go back to the list to like bring it up.
You still got the list?
Of course. I'm keeping that to the end of the year.
Gangster.
Because I want to see what our record should have been.
Like an anonymous
depending on what our record compared to what our record is. So I'm sorry, y'all.
You see YouTube, you see it. Look at Nick's anonymous pins. Nice. Get yours today.
So far we have 1, 2, 3, 5 games. Lincoln bio.
All right.
I added Chicago to the list. To Memphis, Atlanta, Portland, Memphis again, and now Chicago.
I put Raptors in there as well.
Nah, I'll take that as an L, bro. That was just them having Siakam and us not having him, pretty much.
I'm not accepting that. We could beat the Raptors.
No. See, you saying we can beat the Raptors doesn't mean that that's a game we should have won. They pretty much had us that whole game. It'd have been different if we caught up, had to lead the last 2 minutes, and then blew it.
Yeah, not for nothing. I think they're a bad matchup because they're straight length on that side besides Fred VanVleet.
Exactly.
You know, so I think that's a terrible matchup for us, honestly. I think no matter what team you are, if your matchup is bad, you know, it's going to get exploited, and I feel like that's exactly what happened.
You're not wrong about the fact that we could beat them. It's just that Siakam, like we said, it just went down to them having Siakam and us not having him. We're going to have it. Because we don't have that A player, there's going to be games like that. Like, yeah, we could beat this team, but because like they have this, like the Mavericks. Their team isn't that great. Eddie's right about that. Their team isn't that great if you look at them. They just have our old players and Luka. But because they had Luka, they whooped our ass last time. Speaking of which, we have them on Tuesday. I'm putting that as a W because they're not whooping our ass twice.
It was actually Tim Hardaway, too, not for nothing.
Well, yeah, he did kill last game. He said this was his house.
Yeah, that was not good.
I ain't mad at that, though, because he used to play for us, so I could let that slide. I could let an ex-Nick do that. If it was just some random, then I'd be like, nah, bro, that's disrespectful.
I can see a lot of Nick Twitter being mad about today's game, not only for it being Christmas, but also Joel Embiid was antagonizing the crowd. So you know how Nick fans take shit personally, so bro. I'm sure they took that to the chest.
That kind of disappointed me. I was disappointed in us today, bro, because I don't know if you remember, but in that first half, we contained the shit out of Joel Embiid, bro. We were killing them from the inside, bro. We had way more points in the paint and more second chance points, excuse me.
But we already
proved. Second half, whole different ball game.
We already proved why, though. We already know why. That's why I'm not too mad about it. You know, at the end of the day, the best team won. You know, we gave it all we had. We're missing that, you know, we're missing that piece. You know, you can't say the Knicks didn't fight all the way through. They did slip at the end. Like, they were getting pulled away, but Knicks were right back in it. You know, that's why I'm not too beast about that game, because they're a well-coached, you know, they're a well-coached team, Doc Rivers. You know, their system is running right now. They're on an 8-game winning streak right now, I think. They're literally on like an 8-7 game winning streak. Are they? Yeah. Hell yeah. They're on some type of winning streak.
They're the better team, in all honesty.
They're on an 8-game winning streak right now.
Shit.
So, you know, we're coming, you know, and there's seed right above us. So that's why I said that we may just possibly sit comfortably at the 6th seed and possibly take the 5th seed, maybe if the Sixers start losing and we start winning. I don't think we'll win those spots. You know what I mean? Like, I don't think we'll actually force our way into those spots.
I think we can climb to the 5th spot because I don't think the Sixers are going to stay at the 5th spot. I think they'll climb to a higher seed. So I think we could climb up one seed.
Okay, here we go. You say 5th seed, I say 6th seed.
No, I'm saying like as far as like what our peak is. I think our peak for this year can be the 5th seed. If possible. Okay. Because again, like I said earlier, this isn't going to be the only win streak we got, bro. We might not have another 8-game streak. It might not be an 8 or more streak, but we're going to have a few 4s, a few 5s, some 3s. You know what I mean? It's going to happen, bro.
Everybody's playing well. Like, overall, our offense has been great. Our biggest problem actually was just accumulating stops on the A players when it mattered. And the A players showed why A players are A players and why we desperately need one. I wouldn't say desperately. I even triggered you.
I'm just saying I wouldn't say desperately, but you know what I mean? That's just what we need.
It's
That's
needed.
Just the fact of the matter.
Yeah, we definitely need it. If nothing grows here, if we don't grow an A player naturally, we're gonna need one artificially. It's just only what you do, you know. It's business, you know. You got it. You can't sit on everything forever. So,
sports. You know, that's how it works.
It's sports, man. That's how it works. Thank you, Stevie. Shout out to the new president. Shout out to the new polo sweater. You ain't no nice custom sweater, made one on one. You ain't never gonna see this in stores because it's customized to have this patch right here. You already know. And then you listen, that concludes this positive ass episode. I wanted to keep it as positive as possible because it is Christmas, it is a happy holidays, and the Knicks have given us the greatest present of all, a win streak. And what more could you want than a win streak than a quote unquote inconsistent ass team?
Well, I want them to break this current losing streak against Dallas is it Tuesday? Yeah, I think it's on Tuesday. Cause like I said, Dallas ain't whipping our ass again. I got that as a W.
So I'm gonna ask you this question after me. Here's my take on the Knicks. Here's where I stand with the Knicks. They have proved to me right now that they are going to play their hardest basketball, win or lose. So with that being said, win or loss, I'm happy with this Knicks team right now. I cannot be angry at all, like win or lose, because they have proven to us that, like you said, they have 3-game winning streaks, 4-game winning streaks in them. They're not going to stay losing forever. So they've given me confidence that even though they're going through this tough stretch right now, they're going to be able to accumulate the wins they need, or, you know, they're going to be able to pull out the lucky ones. So they're not always going to be just the sad ass Knicks, just down bad 12-game losing streak or something. And honestly, even if we were, if we continued this same energy, if we played our hearts out and we just gave it our all, like if we finished, let's say we did go on a 12-game losing streak and we finished with these numbers, shooting 47% from three, 47% from the field and almost 40% from three, I will be happy. I'm not going to lie. 12-game
losing streak?
I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to be pissed off, but if there is still that progress, you get what I'm saying? If there's still that progress, you know, all that's left is that, you know, the player, that A player. So, you know, I'm happy. I'm happy as a Knicks fan, you know. It's better than when we were 2 years ago. 17.
We were in the playoffs 2 years ago.
Or 3 years ago. 17-65. Okay, 17-65. So where do you stand on the Knicks?
I'm good where we at, man. We just gotta get out of this losing streak. That's all.
And we will. I have pure confidence. We definitely will. I don't know if it's gonna be against the Mavericks, but
I think it will. They're not beating our ass twice. I'm gonna say that again. I got that as a W. And you know, I mean, since we ended this show, we might as well go through the games this week. I got the Mavericks. I got us beating the Mavericks on Tuesday. Thursday, we got the Spurs. I got that as a W, but we got to be careful. We got to be careful because that's a Popovich coach team.
They're always they'd be good, and you don't even know. Like,
and New Year's Eve, we got the Houston Rockets. Oh, we got the Texas Triangle this week. Okay, so I didn't even realize that. I think we go 3-0 this week.
I say 2-1.
Who we losing to?
I think Luka's going to drop 48.
Nah, we beating them, dog. I got us going 3-0 this week.
We're definitely beating the Spurs, and we're definitely beating the Rockets. If we don't beat the Rockets, then I'll be completely enraged.
I got us 3-0 this week. We start a new streak.
3-0 right here. It's easy, man. That's it. ATM. It's easy when you got ATM, the Maple Mamba, and the Tasmanian Devil, Julius Randle. It's like the multiverse right there. It's a hell of a fucking combination.
Yeah, damn sure is.
So you already know what the vibe is, Knicks Anonymous family. Links will be down in the description below for the website, social medias, all that good stuff. We appreciate everybody for hanging out with us. So I would say hanging out with us for Christmas, but you will be listening to this a day after Christmas. So
but we're recording on Christmas. So yeah,
we're recording on Christmas, so we're just gonna jack like you're here live. Thank you for hanging out with us this Christmas. It has been a magical year so far. The Knicks are doing good for the first time. Yeah, succeed, man.
I think we stay there, like you said. We either stay there or go up one. 44 wins. I'm still sticking to that prediction.
I think mine was 43. I think I had one win below you. 43 or 42, somewhere around there. But yo, Knicks Anonymous family, we love you guys. Thank you for all your support. We are the people's voice, Stevie.
Yeah, and we damn sure ain't nothing without the people.
Out the beautiful fucking people. I'm LJ. And
Stevie in the building.
Stevie always in the building. And we got you guys. Actually, we got you guys on two very special occasions. We had you on Christmas, and now we're going to have you out for New Year's Eve.
Actually, we're going to have them on New Year's Day.
Oh, New Year's Day. Boom.
We're going to have them 2023, first day.
So we started fresh. I like that. I like that. So yeah, you know what? For the sake of the magic, 3-0, I got 2-1 realistically. But Steve got 3-0 realistically, and I will back that any day. We love you guys. Episode 81 in the books, and we will see you guys next weekend.
See you next year.